you to understand that the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reason. I received my message from no human source and no one taught me. Instead, I received it by direct revelation from Jesus Christ. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I violently persecuted God's church. I did my best to destroy it. I was far ahead of my fellow Jews in my zeal for the traditions of my ancestors. But even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went away into Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Damascus. Then, 3 years later, I went to Jerusalem to get to know Peter, and I stayed with him for 15 days. The only other apostle I met at that time was James, the Lord's brother. I declared before God that what I am writing to you is not a lie. After that, I went north into the provinces of Syria and Cilicia, and still the Christians in the churches in Judea didn't know me personally. All they knew was that the people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith he tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me.
I'm glad you backed out.
Well, I have a confession to make. You're all looking forward to this. I've recently been playing an MMO, a massive multiplayer online game. You geeks know what that is?
Yeah.
Some of you have done that before, haven't you? Yeah. Do we all want to confess now? Okay. Well, this is the first time I've done this, and it's very interesting because it's a made-up world, right? The game is called Game of War. It's on iOS, and I have this character that I've called Sir Reginald. That's my character. It's named after a cat I used to have. Okay, so that's how creative I am. And Raceland is playing this game too, by the way, so you can blame him. But there's all kinds of interesting characters. I don't know if you've played an online game like this, but one guy's named Cyber Pope. I thought that was a cool name. Racing's named Dayspring. There's a guy named the Duke. There's somebody named Hawaiian Girl. So the Duke turns out to be from Hawaii, and I'm kind of conversing with him back and forth, and he says, because I helped him out, and he said, mahalo. And so I went, online to find the proper Hawaiian response to mahalo. I think it was correct, because I do not speak Hawaiian except for, aloha and that kind of thing. And so I, responded, a'ole palikia, which means something like, no problem, I believe. So somehow in the midst of this, the Duke kind of starts flirting with Hawaiian Girl. Who'd have thought, right? In the chat. And somewhere along the line, Hawaiian Girl says, dude, I'm a guy. And the very next line was, also, I'm not Hawaiian. What? What? It's a made-up world. I mean, made-up characters, made-up conflicts and rewards. I will admit that there are a lot of good things that are human invention. Espresso. Right? Computers. Flush toilets, Beth, huh?
Yeah.
Amen. Right? And so there can be good things. But the thing is, we surround ourselves with these things of human invention and hope to find comfort, meaning, and joy. But we're only going to find so much meaning and joy and comfort from these things. None of them are the answer to our deepest needs. Handy, helpful, enjoyable, sure. But not the answer to our deepest needs. The book of Galatians is about the good news. And we're going to have a chance as we go through this book to talk about what that good news really is over and over and over again. Because Paul processes that for us. Paul, the author of the book of Galatians, goes over it over and again and again and again. But in this section, he lets us know that the good news is different from every human philosophy, religion, or worldview. It's different. It's different and better. It's different in content, it's different in character, and it's different in its origin. It is the answer to our deepest need. And our deepest need is to know and love and be known and loved by God. So he starts out with this idea that it's not of human invention. We can get that up there. Yeah, there it is. I want you to understand the gospel message I preach is not based on mere human reasoning. I received my message from no human source and no one taught me. Instead, I received it from direct revelation from J- Jesus Christ. Paul wants to make it clear that he didn't get together with a bunch of Christians in a smoky back room, figure out this whole great philosophy of life, figure out this religion that hopefully makes sense to us, and then bring it to the world. No, it happened to him while he was on his way to the city of Damascus, and he was going there, if you remember the story in the book of Acts, to go persecute the church. He was going to take some of them prisoner. He had letters so that he could go in and cooperate with the local Jewish authorities and take these prisoners back, possibly to be put to death. And he was okay with that. In fact, he really, really believed in that. But something happened on the way to Damascus. Jesus revealed himself to Paul. A bright light came from heaven, and Paul was blinded. And the voice said, "Why do you persecute me?" Jesus was identifying with his church. And he says, "Is it easy for you to kick against the goads?" In other words, isn't this hurting you as much as it's hurting anybody else? So Paul wants us to know right away that he received this not by study, not by trying to figure out who God is, but by revelation, by direct revelation from God. He wants to make it clear that the author of the good news, the origin of the good news, is God himself. And God reveals his good news directly and individually. Now, aren't you glad that God deals with us individually? Aren't you glad that he understands our uniqueness, our individual uniqueness? When I was a kid, I grew up in a Christian home, and I was around Christians all the time. And as a kid, you kind of want to fit in. You don't want to be a weirdo, right? Most of us don't want to be a weirdo. Turn out to be that way anyway, but you try.